The following podcast contains audio extracted from videos on the Harry Potter Theory YouTube channel. Hey everyone, welcome to another installment of Harry Potter Theory. Today we'll be taking a look at the entire Harry Potter series and discussing the top 10 unsung heroes from the Philosopher's Stone to the Deathly Hallows. In thinking about the novels and films of Harry Potter, it's really not all that difficult to name a few of the bravest characters that grace both the pages and the silver screen. Starting with the title character, of course, Harry Potter, or the Boy Who Lived, is without a doubt the most obvious hero of the franchise. Fans don't have to look very far from there to point out other notable heroes, from Harry's courageous and heroic best mates Hermione Granger and Ron Weasley, to the world-famous Professor Albus Dumbledore. And while the headmaster has already well established himself as a hero when Harry arrives at Hogwarts School, the trio of friends also become lauded for their bravery and heroic deeds from their very first year at school. While the recognition of their heroism may go from 60 points to Gryffindor for pure nerve and outstanding courage in their first year, to the gratitude of the entire wizarding world for defeating one of the darkest wizards history has ever known, it's rather inarguable that alongside one of the greatest heroes of all time, Harry, Ron, and Hermione are also certainly heroes, all of whom receive the recognition they deserve for their bold and daring feats. But what about all those other characters who helped Dumbledore and the Golden Trio succeed in those accomplishments? For, as we know, Harry and his friends wouldn't have made it as far as they did in their journey to defeat Voldemort without the help of many allies along the way. In today's video, I'll be sharing my picks for the top 10 characters whose bravery and bold actions have received less than their fair share of recognition. The unsung heroes of Harry Potter. Starting with Neville Longbottom. While Neville Longbottom's placement in Gryffindor may have seemed like a mistake in his first few years at Hogwarts, the boy more than made up for his inabilities and lack of courage later on in this series. After all, Neville was the other young wizard who Professor Sybil Trelawney's prophecy could have been about, and as he matured, his actions certainly indicated that if he had been the chosen one instead of Harry, he would have been up for the challenge. Primarily, the way he assumed leadership of Dumbledore's army after Harry left school, continuing to resist the Death Eaters and teach his fellow students defense against the dark arts, as well as his integral role in defeating Voldemort by beheading Nagini, showed just how courageous this young wizard was in the end. And while his acts of bravery are noted in this series, I think that his humble beginnings as a bit of a failure have overshadowed the fact that Neville was indeed a true hero. Dobby the House Elf. When Dobby the House Elf died, it was one of the, if not the most upsetting deaths of the series. It was this magical creature who only ever wanted to protect Harry Potter, dead in an instant simply because he tried to keep Harry and his friends safe yet again. While some of Dobby's efforts to help Harry over the years were a little ill-advised, like when he purposefully performed a hover charm over the summer holidays in order to get Harry expelled, more often than not, Dobby's actions were incredibly brave and heroic. And although Harry ensured that Dobby received a proper burial after his death, not much else was done to recognize the actions of this courageous house elf. Remus Lupin. Although Remus Lupin was arguably the most modest of the four marauders, which included James Potter, Sirius Black, and Peter Pettigrew, he was also just as heroic as his friends. I mean, obviously not that literal rat, Peter, but certainly James and Sirius. And yet, both Harry's father and godfather get the majority of the praise when it comes to this group of wizards. And while I certainly would never suggest that James and Sirius didn't deserve the recognition they got, I do think it's worth pointing out that Remus deserves some admiration for all the ways he was a hero, too. For example, without Lupin, Harry wouldn't have learned how to effectively cast a Patronus charm and been able to defeat a group of Dementors in his third year at school. Instead, Harry would have died. Remus was also an important member of both the First and Second Order of the Phoenix, and sacrificed his life in the Battle of Hogwarts while fighting to defeat Lord Voldemort. Professor Minerva McGonagall. Minerva McGonagall may have been one of the strictest professors at Hogwarts while Harry attended school there, but she was also one of the bravest. On multiple occasions, when there was trouble, there was Professor McGonagall, fighting for what was right. She stayed on as a teacher at Hogwarts, even after Dumbledore was murdered, and Snape took over in the name of the Dark Lord, in order to protect the students as best she could. She was also one of the first to attack Severus when Harry at last returned to the school in what would have been his seventh year there. Professor McGonagall moved faster than Harry could have believed. Her wand slashed through the air, and for a split second, Harry thought that Snape must crumple, unconscious. Yet, despite all she did for the students of Hogwarts, there's never been much focus on the fact that this witch was an impressive hero many times over, taking part in multiple battles over the years against the dark forces of the Wizarding World. Luna Lovegood, yet another character whose brave deeds seem to have been undermined by her reputation, is Luna Lovegood. Referred to by many of her peers as Loony Lovegood, Luna was often thought of as an eccentric witch who was only good for a laugh at her own expense. And yet, Luna was actually one of the bravest witches in the entire series. For whatever reason, she decided that she liked Harry and his friends, and decided that she would lend her intellect to their cause of battling dark magic. While you may not think it all that strange that she chose to befriend Harry, Ron, and Hermione, remember that Luna was not a Gryffindor, but a Ravenclaw, meaning that she would have had to go out of her way to support and befriend the trio. After becoming friends, Luna remained ever loyal to Harry and the cause of defeating Voldemort, putting herself in harm's way on more than one occasion in order to do what was right. Firenze the Centaur. Centaurs, like almost all non-human beings in the magical world, are looked down upon in wizarding society by many witches and wizards. So it is likely for this reason that despite the fact that Firenze the Centaur saved Harry Potter's life in his first year at school, that nobody gave him any gratitude for this heroic deed. In fact, Firenze's fellow centaurs were furious that he interfered with human events. And yet, as you can see from the following passage from the Philosopher's Stone, Harry owes his very life to this courageous centaur. The hooded figure raised its head and looked right at Harry. Unicorn blood was dribbling down its front. It got to its feet and came swiftly towards him. He couldn't move for fear. Then a pain pierced his head like he'd never felt before. It was as though his scar was on fire. Half blinded, he staggered backwards. He heard hooves behind him, galloping, and something jumped clean over him, charging at the figure. When he looked up, the figure had gone. A centaur was standing over him. Of course, that hooded figure Firenze saved Harry from, that was none other than Lord Voldemort. Victor Crumb. When discussing the events of the 1994 Triwizard Tournament, it's hard not to focus on the heroic actions and tragic death of Hogwarts student Cedric Diggory. And yet, there were other champions in those challenges who performed just as courageously as Cedric. And I'm not talking about Harry. Once again, this lapse in naming Victor one of the heroes of the Goblet of Fire may be because Ron and Harry thought it possible that Crumb was a dark wizard for a portion of the school year. Not to mention the fact that he performed the Cruciatus Curse on other champions during the final task, even though he only did that while under the Imperius Curse himself. Still, it's inarguable that Crumb performed heroically during the tournament, followed by the assistance he gave the trio later in the series, helping Harry, Ron, and Hermione identify the symbol of the Deathly Hallows as being connected to Gellert Grindelwald, which greatly helped them in their search for Horcruxes and in understanding how to defeat Voldemort. Garrick Ollivander. As one of the Wizarding World's most famous wand makers, Garrick Ollivander's approach to wand making is uniquely different from many of his competitors. The largest difference, of course, being the way that Ollivander sells his wands. You see, it was his belief that the wand chooses the wizard, not the other way around. So in order for a witch or wizard to find the best wand for themselves, he would allow each and every patron to try out different ones until a suitable match could be made. This is what allowed Harry Potter to find his wand of holly and a phoenix feather core, a most unusual combination, according to Ollivander, made all the more unusual by the fact that this phoenix only ever donated two of its feathers for wand cores, with the other one having gone to Voldemort's wand. Of course, it was these twin cores that enabled Harry to effectively protect himself from the Dark Lord's powerful spells over the years. And so, without Ollivander's wand theory, and patience in the process of matching a witch or wizard to a wand, Harry may not have ended up with the very weapon that enabled him to stay alive. Molly Weasley. Despite being celebrated as one of the strongest matriarchs within the fantasy genre, Molly Weasley is never really named a hero. And yet, among other accomplishments, she is the witch responsible for taking out one of the most powerful and evil witches of modern times, Bellatrix Lestrange. Bellatrix was, of course, one of Voldemort's most loyal Death Eaters, and was responsible for the deaths of many good men and women. For example, it was she who cast the final curse at Sirius Black, her own cousin, sending him tumbling through the veil, never to return to the land of the living. She was also one of the Death Eaters who tortured the Longbottoms to the point of insanity, not to mention the fact that she was the one who murdered Dobby. So you'd think that the person responsible for getting rid of her, Molly, would have been given a little bit of credit. Professor Severus Snape. As Harry comes to know in the final installment of the series, Severus Snape had been operating as a double agent for most of his adult life, with his true allegiance lying with Dumbledore and the Order of the Phoenix. Of course, at times Snape was required to commit terrible acts in order to continue to fool Voldemort into thinking he was still a loyal Death Eater. However, the majority of his actions were undoubtedly in support of defeating the Dark Lord. And while his motivations may have been entirely fueled by his unrequited love for Lily Potter, it's hard to argue with the fact that he was indeed rather heroic. After all, he killed Dumbledore at Albus's own request, to save him from dying a feeble death and to protect Draco Malfoy from having to commit the deed. He also saved Harry's life on more than one occasion, from sabotaging Professor Quirrell's attempt to knock him off his broom, to placing the Sword of Gryffindor within his reach. Yet, despite all this, he's only ever really been deemed an anti-hero. And with that, we've come to the end of another video. What did you think? Did I miss any characters that you think are unsung heroes? Share your thoughts in the comments below, and as always, if you enjoyed this video, don't forget to like it and subscribe to the channel. Also, be sure to check out the content on Spotify, as well as extra content on my second channel, Harry Potter Theory Extra. Until next time, remember, it does not do to dwell on dreams, and forget to live.